I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, North Korea celebrates the anniversary of their military's founding. This regime continues to threaten the United States, and in the middle is China, urging both countries to keep peace. Some believe North Korea is becoming a platform for improved relations between China and the United States. If the relations do improve, would China feel compelled to increase religious freedoms? Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders.
I think the way that God is working in China, we could see a lot of Chinese Christians become missionaries who could help carry the gospel, and they're already doing it. They're carrying it through the Islamic world, and I think just have a passion to help fulfill the Great Commission.
No matter what, the gospel will continue to spread in China, and we can help. Learn more at missionnews.org. And Audio Scripture Ministries is still working on their new app that'll be out in India later this year. The app will feature audio Bibles and gospel materials in several Indian languages and also allow users to ask biblical questions to be answered via podcast. ASM's J.P. Sundara Rajan.
Right now we're in the design prototype. We're working on all the icons and naming the app, etc. We hope to deploy the app later this year.
ASM hopes that ministry innovations like creative apps will inspire the millennial generation to explore technology missions. As ASM continues working on the app, they still need to fundraise $50,000. Please pray for the funds to be provided and that God will prepare the hearts of people in India to receive His word through the app. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that'll help you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. You can get your free cookbook when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.